Marcus Lin?
Dean blinked.
Isn't he class president?
Yes,
Ivy said.
Super polite, super clean, on the outside at least.
They waited by the vending machines until the final bell rang.
Why?
Ivy asked when Marcus walked by.
Why frame Leo?
Marcus paused, his smile not reaching his eyes.
I needed those earbuds to resell.
He mumbled.
I borrowed money from my dad's business and couldn't pay it back. I figured no one would question it if the school troublemaker got blamed.
Dean said with contempt,
You're class president.
Marcus looked away.
That's why it had to be clean.
Ivy didn't say anything right away. Then she pulled out her phone.
You're lucky the camera near the lockers was broken, but this one wasn't.
She showed him the video. The jacket with gold letters, the sleight of hand drop into Leo's backpack. Marcus turned pale.
I'm not interested in ruining your life,
Ivy said.
But I advise that Leo's be fixed.
The next day, during morning announcements, Principal Torres made a quiet correction.
After reviewing new evidence, we've determined Leo Park was not responsible for the recent thefts. His record will be cleared, effective immediately.
That afternoon, Ivy found a note in her locker. No name, just neat handwriting.
Thanks for giving me a second chance. I'll do better.
Talk about it. Have you ever been accused of something you didn't do? How did you deal with it? Word bank. Reputation. Elliot has a good reputation for getting his homework done on time. Frown. Ben frowned when he heard the score of the baseball game. Hack. Eddie hacked into the school's computer system. Theft. There have been a lot of thefts in the area recently. Contempt. His voice filled with contempt when he talked about people who cheated. Ruin. Sharon felt like her parents had ruined her life by not letting her go to the party. Immediately. Changes to the schedule will be effective immediately. Handwriting. Joel's handwriting is very difficult to read. More information. Earbud. Setup. Surveillance. Troublemaker. Sleight of hand.